With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, RJ, and we finally got news yesterday afternoon, late afternoon. Randy Gregory has been reinstated by the National Football League. He has not played in the NFL in 2 years. And really, over the last couple year and a half, he hasn't even really been part of the consciousness of the Cowboys or Cowboys fans.
Mm-hmm.
Should we temper our excitement when it comes to the former second round pick?
Define temper, Temkin.
How much of a difference can he make along that defensive line in his first year after not playing for 2 years?
Oh, yeah, I have no expectations in terms of that.
Because like, you know I'm, there's going to be an incredible amount of excitement for a guy that was once considered a top defensive end prospect of the draft.
Sure. I'm totally excited about that. But, you know, when I look at guys, if guys that take a year off of the NFL, let alone two, just they don't come back and perform like they never left. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I think fans a lot of times look at it and think, well, I mean, he's been working out. You know, he's been trying to stay in shape, but it's completely different.
Totally different. So my expectations are like whatever. So, for example, if David Irving got suspended for the last four games of the regular season and not the first four, then I'd be like, okay, I think Randy Gregory could fill that void because he's got almost, you know.
That's a good point.
12 weeks under his belt at that point. But when it's the first four games, you know, my just look at Le'Veon Bell last year. Le'Veon Bell missed training camp. Le'Veon Bell plays every year. Le'Veon Bell's first three games stunk. I mean, I think in his first three games, he combined for 170 yards. Well, that's not good. In what world is that good? 170 yards in three games? So, and that's a guy who plays all the time. Now he missed training camp, or most of it anyway. So, I look at it from the standpoint of whatever this team gets from Randy Gregory this year is a bonus. And next year is where it really, to me, starts, all right, this guy's going to be back. Or maybe not even, I don't even have to wait till next year. Maybe week eight. Maybe post-bye. Maybe December. But at some point, yeah, we'll get something from Randy Gregory. I just don't think it's going to be right away.
Crazy is it's the 2 years he hasn't played, but you know, he only played in two games in 2016 anyways. So I mean, his rookie year in 2015, he played in 12 games. And then in 16 he played in two games.
Yeah, so he hasn't played in 2 years.
And I mean, he's played basically 14 games since 2015. He hasn't even played a full NFL season.
Right. And then whatever college.
Right.
Yeah, so like Randy Gregory has barely put on a uniform. He's barely been out there. I don't have a ton of expectations for him. Again, like my expectations for him are just be on the field, which has been a problem. Be healthy, which may or may not be a problem. And then finally produce, which I don't know if he can even do in the beginning because he hadn't played. You just don't play. You don't play. I mean, you don't play. You're not going to be effective. You have to play. If Randy Gregory was on the open market, what film do you use? Guys don't use...
Not the Nebraska film.
Certainly not the Nebraska film. You're going to use film from, 3 years ago? Teams, you know, one of the biggest issues with teams signing guys that have taken a year off is, well, there's no film on him. I mean, I don't know. I can't say that he was that guy from 2 years... That's what they say. I can't say he was that guy from 2 years ago. He's 2 years older. You know, I don't know what he is anymore. So, you know, there is a little bit of concern about what he's going to bring. But no, my optimism is not that I don't have I really don't have expectations this year for him. My optimism is that this is still a talented player. And he is still he's got good size. So my optimism is that, you know, he can at some point be productive.
Yeah, and maybe the optimism should just come from the fact that there's a couple of year stretch there where everybody made fun of the Cowboys' second round picks because they had been so bad consistently, and you know, they kept taking risks on Randy Gregory and Jalen Smith, and there's a stretch there where it's like, man, they have like second round picks are very, very important picks of the draft, so they basically threw away a couple of picks. So maybe there should just be optimism based on the fact that like Randy Gregory gets a second life in the NFL. On the Autoflex Leasing fan text, I don't know that there's tempered expectations from the 469. It doesn't take a whole year to get up to speed. He'll be fine early.
It doesn't take a whole year. But he certainly, I don't think he'll be like week one going to be raring to go.
No.
Like, assuming that he doesn't miss games and time throughout the preseason or regular season for injury, you know, I think by the time November, December rolls around that, you know, he could start to, you know, get himself into shape and getting himself into, you know, true form. But right away, I mean, if you expect him to come out of the gate and play, if he comes out of the gate fast, chances are he tails off, gets tired. The likelihood is that he comes out of the gate slow and then picks it up.
Right.
To me, that's the likelihood.
And you know, obviously playing the position that he plays, the Cowboys have an extreme amount of depth at that position. So they're going to have a pretty good defensive end rotation there. So, I mean, it's not as if,
what was kind of the context in which
this is a guy coming back and they're going to need him to play 40 to 50 snaps a game, right? Like, I mean, they can really ease him in, even going as little as 10 to 15 snaps initially, and then ratcheting it up to 20, you know, 20 to 25. Maybe the biggest mistake they made with Jalen Smith last year was counting on him on so many snaps where he just wasn't in shape and able to play that many snaps. And you hope that they learned from that. I mean, obviously it did towards the tail end of the season, and they cut back his snaps significantly, and it had a major positive impact on the overall play of Jalen Smith. I mean, the same has to be said for Randy Gregory as well. Like, they have to, the Cowboys have to know, look, we've got a pretty good rotation at the defensive end position, so we don't need him to play a significant amount of snaps. Ease him in, get him 10 to 15, get him back in game shape, and then see what he can do, because he'll be more effective with less snaps this season. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. But, I just think, what a tremendous story for a guy that it was like his career's over. Most people figured his career was completely over. And obviously, Cowboys fans, rightfully so, have expectations that he's going to perform. I mean, he's a second-round pick. He's valuable. But just the fact that he was able to get his life back in order and get reinstated by the NFL, that is tremendous considering where he was and where the perception of him was.
Right. No, that's true. I mean, you know, what he's going to wind up being, what he's going to turn out to be, whether or not he's going to be worth the pick, you know, obviously at this point he hasn't been worth the pick.
Right.
Because he hasn't played.
Right.
If he plays and he performs, then, you know, you have that discussion because, you know, you're not looking at this in a, what are you in the first 2 years? It's what are you for the 10? But, like, think of it this way. And someone brought up Martavis Bryant when he came back from suspension. 2 catches, 14 yards. 3 for 91, 2 for 30, 3 for 48, 5 for 21, 2 for 27, 1 for 3, 3 for 42, 2 for 30, 4 for 40, 4 for 40, 6 for 33.
Right.
Look, that's his first, you know, 13 games. Okay, and then he had actually halfway decent games the last three. And by halfway decent, I mean 6 for 65. So, you know, he wasn't the number one option, okay, or the number two for that matter.
Right, Antonio Brown's basically the first and second option for Steelers.
Well, Le'Veon's the second option. So, you know, take that for what it is. But, you know, you don't come right back and pick up where you left off. That just doesn't happen. If it does, more power to him, man. But the likelihood is that you bet against that. You bet against that happening. You bet on he comes on as the year goes on. That's how I would do it.
And I mean, somebody else brought up Josh Gordon, which is probably a better comparison than Bryant because I mean Josh Gordon's going to get a lot of attention when he comes back. And
Kirk.
I mean,
hey Tom, Kirk Bowles, Austin American.
Josh Gordon missed 2015 and 2016
last year and came with them in overtime.
He came back and had 4 for 85, 3 for 69, 5 for 47, 2 for 19, 4 for 150.
Feel like you have on this roster.
I mean, that
his final game had 4 receptions for 115 yards, but only 4 catches.
That's fine. That's fine. Like, I mean, you know, I didn't think. I'm not going to say that. It was okay. That was okay. I mean, it wasn't great. But Josh Gordon's better than Randy Gregory.
Yeah.
Just is.
Some.
And has is a more proven commodity.
I don't know. You
kind
of put me on the spot.
Well, you know, anybody is at this point. I mean, Randy Gregory hasn't proven himself yet. He's played, what, 14 games, like you said?
You have.
That's not a whole lot. There's not a whole lot of sample there.
All right, the other big news in sports today outside of the Metroplex is not too far south of us, in San Antonio, where it looks like Kawhi Leonard is on his way.
Put me on the spot there. Right?
At about 3 a.m. this morning, Woj and Shams Charania from Yahoo both reporting that the likelihood of a deal between the Raptors and
Kurt
Spurs
Bowles,
was inching closer and closer to reality. We haven't heard the exact specific details of the deal, but it would center around Kawhi Leonard going to Toronto for DeMar DeRozan. Now, some of the rumors indicated that it could also include Pascal Siakam and a first-round pick. Young player comes off the bench for Toronto. Pretty effective two-way player, but yeah. I mean, it's basically DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard.
Right. Now, Kawhi's not happy. I mean, dude, you asked for trade. What do you want? You didn't want to play in San Antonio. You don't have a no-trade clause. So they send you to Toronto. That's the game. That's how it works. You don't like it? Sign somewhere else in the offseason. You don't get to complain and not report. It's not how this thing works. And apparently DeMar DeRozan's not happy either. I get it from DeMar's standpoint. He was told by his team in Vegas last week, 2 weeks ago, that they wouldn't trade him.
Why do teams do that?
Why do they tell you that?
Yeah, like what?
I don't know.
Especially if they have the indication that they might.
Yeah. I don't know.
Say anything.
I get that he's upset about that, because if they tell you that, they shouldn't lie to you. But, you know, you're going to a great situation. San Antonio won 47 games last year without Kawhi Leonard. Let's be real. Kawhi played, what, 9 games?
Yeah.
So they won 47 games without Kawhi. With DeMar DeRozan, they become a plus 50 win team. So they make out in this. Toronto, if I'm Kawhi Leonard, I'm going to a team that was the best team in the Eastern Conference last year, that also, I don't know, doesn't have LeBron James in that conference anymore. Why am I not excited about that? How am I not excited about that? To me, I'd be thrilled.
It's funny because the reaction nationally is like Toronto is basically Siberia. Like, oh my God, they're sending him to Canada? That's the worst thing in the world.
Well, Toronto's got a great fan base. That's a great home crowd.
They have Drake. People seem to love Drake.
Nobody likes Drake.
People in Toronto seem to like him.
No, nobody likes Drake.
Yeah. I mean, no. It's a beautiful city, great fan base. They have Drake. They had a former mayor, now RIP, who did crack. I mean, you know, it's a very open kind of community. But, you know, you mentioned DeMar DeRozan going to San Antonio and basically pulling the knife out of his back. He's already talking about it on social media. 3 o'clock this morning, he posted a story on Instagram that said, "Be told one thing and the outcome another. Can't trust them. Ain't no loyalty in this game. Sell you out quick for a little bit of nothing." He then goes on in his story to say, "Soon you'll understand. Don't disturb."
What does "don't disturb" mean? Like, don't tweet back?
Like, don't talk to me about
don't
this.
Don't at me.
Don't at me, bro. Don't at me, bro. You know, I understand DeMar's anger. I mean, he was told by this by his team. Kawhi's got you got nothing to say. You asked for a trade, you weren't happy, and they traded you.
Yeah, but Kawhi's delusional. I mean, he's living in his own world.
Yeah, he is. He's completely delusional. Completely delusional.
I mean, this is a guy that,
and it wouldn't surprise me if he just refuses to report and sits out. And it also wouldn't surprise me if Toronto is making this trade to flip him somewhere else in, what, 30 days?
Well, yeah, I mean, Toronto, the reason this move makes the most sense is because, you know, for all these other teams that were involved beyond the Lakers, was the, do we want to give up legitimate assets for a one-year rental?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's basically saying right. He doesn't want to sign anywhere but L.A. For Toronto, where they had already discussed and were in the process of discussing potentially, you know, blowing it up and rebuilding, I mean, this either gives you kind of both options. Either it goes really well,
yeah,
and you're right, in a East that's very winnable, or it doesn't. And as you said, they could either trade him at the deadline, potentially get assets for him, or he walks and they don't get anything for him, but at least that then ratchets up the rebuild. So this certainly makes the most sense for Toronto. It makes the most sense for the Spurs, because at least they're not complicit in him going to the Lakers. I just, if you're the Lakers, you sat and watched this happen with Paul George, mm-hmm. and now you're playing you're taking the exact same approach with Kawhi, like the notion of, well, he'll come here next year for nothing so we could wait. Maybe they think it doesn't have to be Kawhi, it doesn't have to be Paul George. Because LeBron's here now, we will have our opportunity to get big stars to come here, big free agents to sign here. But it's like, they just got called out this year for this, where Paul George stays in Oklahoma City after he said he was going to go play in L.A. He told Indiana that. Same thing with Kawhi now. He wants to go play in L.A. And you just wonder if, they're taking it too slow on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.